Chapter 9, The Grave Sins of Omission. Up to this point, we have been discussing what the Bible commands one to do. Quote, keep his commandments. If one does not, it's eternal torment. Now, let's look at the other type of sins that have hell filling up more and more each and every day. The sins of omission. Let's clarify first what sins of omission truly are. Sins of commission is doing what God forbids or does not authorize. Sins of omission is failing to do what is good and commanded. The biblical definition of sins of omission is in James chapter 4, verse 17. It says, quote, therefore to him that knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin, end quote. One of the most egregious sins I have witnessed in Christendom is not taking care of the poor, the orphan, the widow, and the, quote, least of these our brethren. I want you to keep in mind a few real-life statistics that plague the world today. Then ask, what would Jesus do? And ask yourself, what am I doing? Most reading this book are so corrupted by the first world and all her sins, they have no idea what Jesus truly commands. No excuses on Judgment Day. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 says, quote, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, end quote. I pray you wake up if need be. It's not a sin to make money. It's a sin to spend the lion's share on yourself, to hoard most of it as many do. There is a, quote, rainy day each and every day for millions of precious, impoverished souls. Sow into them. Some 21,000 children die every day around the world. That is equivalent to one child dying every 4 seconds, every time you take a breath. 14 children dying every minute. A 2010 Haiti earthquake occurring every 10 days. Just under 7.6 million children dying every year. Some 92 million children died between 2000 and 2010 from man-made poverty. The silent killers are poverty, hunger, easily preventable diseases and illnesses, and other related causes. Despite the scale of this daily ongoing catastrophe, it really manages to achieve, much less sustain, primetime headline coverage. However, God knows each and every death and will charge so many as guilty on Judgment Day for not helping these poor souls. Wake up, quote Christian. UNICEF has some statistics we're going to read now. Does this make you weep? 2.5 billion people in this world lack access to improved sanitation. 1 billion children are deprived of one or more services essential to survival and development. 148 million children under 5 years old in developing regions are underweight for their age. 101 million children are not attending primary school, with more girls and boys missing out. 7.6 million children worldwide died before their fifth birthday in 2010 alone. 4 million newborns worldwide are dying in the first month of their life. 2 million children under 15 are living with HIV. More than 500,000 women die each year from causes related to pregnancy and childbirth. Across 96 countries, around 1 billion children ages 2 to 17 experienced some form of violence in the past year. 2 children under 5 years old die every minute from malaria in the third world. As an overseer of indigenous missionaries and responsible for many orphans, widows, etc. in Africa and Asia, I see the sin of not obeying Jesus in this area of, quote, giving by so many people. Charity, the way Jesus commands, is almost non-existent in Christendom today. Many will give an unbiblical, quote, tithe to their, quote, prosperity Main Street pastor, but rarely or never give to the poor. Unbiblical tithes are when one gives to the pastor to edify their lavish lifestyle. They will take ungodly expensive trips, live in huge houses, have huge cars, travel all over for, quote, ministry when it's not necessary and entertain themselves under the cloak of, quote, Christianity. They are not fooling God. Biblical tithes are surely commanded by the body of Christ to support the poor and godly ministers who need the support. Sadly, most tithes that are given are unbiblical. I'm going to post below a few of the Bible's commands on this subject. I want you to ask yourself, am I walking as Jesus is commanding me to walk, or am I walking like the 99% plus? Does this sound like you below? Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. And they, speaking about the believers, continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Note that they were wholeheartedly disciples committed to the whole counsel of God, is what makes the following thing so meaningful. Continuing, and in breaking bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, available to the needs of the poor believers. Of course, not communism, see Acts chapter 5, verse 4. Continuing, verse 45, and sold their possessions and goods, all their non-necessities, and parted them to all men, as every man had need, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, end quote. Did you read that closely? They, quote, had everything in common. They sold what they did not need and, quote, parted them to all men, etc. Does this sound like you? Do you, quote, sow bountifully, or do you, quote, sow sparingly? Let's see what the consequences are if you don't obey his commands in this area. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 9 says, quote, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man, as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever, end quote. The rich young ruler did not heed God's command. Will you? Matthew chapter 19, verse 21 says, quote, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast and give unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me, end quote. 80% of this world today lives on less than $10 per day, 50% less than $2.50 per day, and a billion plus people on less than $1.50 per day. Now, are you rich or poor according to the rest of the world? I can almost guarantee you can cut back in so many areas of spending on yourself. I surely did when I studied these verses and finally came to the knowledge of the truth. Do you watch wicked, godless TV, for example? The average cable TV bill in the United States in 2016 was $103.10. That's in excess of $1,200 per year to watch filth on TV. That $1,200 United States dollars can feed an entire village in the third world for a few months. It can build more than two homes in the third world. It can purchase 240 clean birth kits that could save countless lives. 1 million women and infants die yearly of simple infections after birth. For every woman who dies, 30 more suffer a debilitating illness or permanent disability. Are you spending money foolishly? I dumped the TV in 2012 and never looked back. How about that expensive yearly vacation you take to feed your flesh? The thousands you spend on yourself can save more lives than you know. Are you part of this? Do you spend the lion's share on yourself instead of serving others as the Lord commands? Do you spend time on entertaining your flesh instead of walking in the Spirit, being in the Word, and building up brothers and sisters in Christ? Remember, 21,000 children under the age of 5 years old die of poverty-related conditions daily. What would Jesus do? Psalm chapter 9, verses 17 says, quote, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God," end quote. How about all that traveling you do for, quote, ministry that costs thousands per year that is unnecessary? A faithful Christian is called to fellowship and build up the body of Christ locally, predominantly. Do you buy tickets to filthy organized sports games or movies that dishonor God in so many ways? How about that house with 3 bedrooms you have but are now without children living in the house? You could downsize, move to a more remote area where it's cheaper and give much of the profit from the home and the monthly savings on taxes, electricity, other bills, etc. to the poor. I could go on and on, but surely you get the idea. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 says, quote, "But whoso has this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" End quote. The warning to the rich. Remember, do not compare yourself to a billionaire in business or Hollywood elite. 80% of the world lives on less than $10 per day. Luke chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 says, "But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the prophets." Choose to suffer now with Jesus and reap eternally, or live, quote, rich now, and you will reap eternal torment in the lake of fire forever. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6 says, quote, "Go now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. You have lived in pleasure on earth and have been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the days of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you," end quote. Listen to the seriousness of God here. You do not want to be on the wrong side of this command. Exodus chapter 22, verses 21 through 24 says, quote, "Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any way, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless." End quote. Are you a good Samaritan, as per Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37? Or are you too busy with your own life and family and friends, etc., to worry about these people, quote, over there, who you will never see? One last warning for those who do not obey Jesus in giving to the poor. Matthew chapter 25, verses 45 through 46, then, quote, "Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not unto the least of these, you did it not unto me. And they shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal," end quote. Further study can be found at globalmissionforchildren.org/resources / verses.